The 2021 ANZ Netball Premiership season got underway over the weekend, and it looks like it could be a tight battle for the title, with last year's finalists both losing their opening games. The Central Pulse were beaten 57-53 by the Auckland-based Northern Stars in Palmerston North, while Canterbury's Mainland Tactics were upset 54-36 by the Southland Steel in Invercargill. Joining us now is the former New Zealand Netball coach and former Silver Ferns player, Yvonne Willering. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Corin.
Well, we were speaking, I think, on Friday about the Tactics getting a little carried away. I was, as a Cantab. They got thumped. What happened there?
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Like, they didn't place themselves as favourites, although they certainly will still be one of the favourite teams, but really they played a game that they would rather forget. I mean, certainly Steele took their opportunities, and also you've got to appreciate the English import, George Fisher, has only just joined them, so she was fairly well unsighted to all the teams and didn't take part in their pre-season tournament. And her combination with Maturo, it was a really good combination, and that's only going to get better as the season goes on. But really, Tactics they just did not gel well. Their attacking end found it difficult to get it to their shooters. And, you know, you've got to keep it in perspective. You know, there's a long way to go to the finals, at the beginning of August. So, it's only game one. And I found it interesting. People were saying, are they going to have to change their combination? No, they just have to improve and play the way that they know they can play. So they'll be hurting from that loss. And
yeah, big margin.
Oh, yeah, they'll be looking forward to their next game, that's for sure. And the other game, we always said that I predicted Stars would win that game. Ekenasio is missed. While she can't rely just on one player, she's a major player. She's a major player in the Silver Ferns, and she's a major player in the Pulse. So they certainly missed her. But also Harrison playing for the Stars, just her sheer height. It really put the shooters off. They were intimidated. And, they found it difficult at times even just to get the ball through the hoop. So, the Stars, I thought they played it probably as the best all-round unit of the competition. So today's game, it's Mystics Magic, is going to be an interesting one.
Yes, how do we see that going? Are we going to expect some more unpredictable results as well?
You would expect the Mystics to win that one because they're probably a bit more experienced than the Magic. But both teams, it's going to be interesting because both teams have got tall shooters. Mystics, obviously, Grace Nowicki, and Magic have got Caitlin Bassett. And obviously, lots been made of her play. I mean, she's fighting for a position in the Australian team, so all eyes will be on her, absolutely. I think Grace Nowicki, because she has played for the Mystics for a few seasons, I think she probably will have the edge there. Just in the fact how the midcourt is going to feed her. But at the other end, again, also very experienced defenders there. I'd say slightly will favour the Mystics. But never discount Magic. But Mystics, home turf, boy, you saw it in the Steel Tactic game. The home advantage also helped them. But it always does help Steel anyway.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping for a close game, but I'm also hoping for a tidy game. But, you know, it's only game one of the season.
Well, I was going to ask you, just before we go, the standards, you know, first round, sometimes it takes a bit of time to get up to speed. What did you think of the overall, the passing speed, that sort of thing?
Look at the scores, and really it was very much an attacking game, not a defensive game. And I like to see intercepts being taken. So, yep, the game was played at speed. And the more speed you have, the less intercepts, because you don't have time to set up for the intercept. So, yeah, still a lot of what I call unforced errors. Certainly Tactics, a number of unforced errors. You know, whilst you give credit to the opposition for capitalising on those errors, you know, some of these, at this level of play, shouldn't be happening. So, yeah, let's just say it's around
early days.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, time will tell. Midway through the season, let's have a conversation again.
Let's do that. Yvonne, thank you very much. Yvonne Willering there, former New Zealand netball coach and Silver Ferns player.